back. You're listening to the Mike Honig Show, Think Wing Radio. The line is open for you to call in and talk about education or whatever's on your mind. The call-in number is 713-9650-650. That's 713-9650-650. And we have Manolo on the south side, really pretty far south, like near the border. And he would like to talk about, well, actually, I'll let him tell you what he'd like to talk about. How you doing, Manolo?
I'm doing just fine, Mike. Like you said, my name is Manolo, and thanks for taking my call, and wish you a lot of good luck with your radio show.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. My concern today, Mike, is with the nomination of Elena Kagan to replace Justice Stevens on the Supreme Court. Will not bring the same strategy by the conservative justice senators when Justice Sotomayor was being confirmed. Her confirmation hearings that dragged out much, much too long and obviously extremely partisan and ushered in what we now know to be obstructionist on the part of the Republican senators were, in my opinion, totally unfair. But I'll hang up now.
Let's talk. Tell me a little about what you think of Elena Kagan. What do you think she might bring to the court?
Well, I think from what little I know of her is that she certainly has the academic resume necessary to fill the seat on the Supreme Court. And she is true that she does not have any judicial experience, but there were many, many justices that served on the Supreme Court that didn't have any judicial experience as well. So that should not be anything a strike against her, because, like I say, I think that certainly that she has the academic record to be a fine justice. And I think that she is more middle of the road, I feel that she'll serve on the court just fine and with admirable service.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. When you talk about she has a lot of legal knowledge but not necessarily a lot of judicial experience, do you see that potentially as a plus or a minus? What do you think?
I don't feel as if it is going to be anything negative. Certainly, Republican caucus will try to bring that up time and time again. But like I said, the United States Supreme Court has a lot of history where there have been justices that have not had any experience on the judicial bench. So in my opinion, should not be concerned, considering when her academic background, her knowledge, what she has done, and all her accomplishments. So it shouldn't be a detracting point against her.
You know, one thing that occurs to me is conservatives typically represent themselves as strict constructionists. They've always argued against liberal judges making law that's not in the Constitution, that's never been passed by Congress. And, you know, we have all of these Supreme Court judges now who do have judicial experience. And what we have suddenly found is having judicial experience doesn't automatically mean respecting precedent. So maybe having a judge on the bench who has a lot of legal knowledge and a lot of respect for the law, but doesn't have, if you will, maybe judicial contamination, having maybe been through a process that creates a different mindset. And maybe this person will actually be more respectful of precedent and of settled law than perhaps some of the judges we have now.
I agree. I agree totally. And like I've said a couple of times already, there's the court has experience and history of having justices sit without judicial experience.
I think ex-presidents have been among them.
Yes. Yes, they certainly has. There is that precedent. So, and given her expertise being dean of law school at Harvard, you know, the most prestigious, one of the most prestigious and the oldest university in the United States, brings a lot of a lot of credit to her resume.
I'm curious, in your opinion, do you think she's liberal enough? Too liberal? What do you think?
I think that President Obama has studied this situation long and hard and certainly given it a great deal more attention and time than what we know. I'm sure that he'd been working on this for months and months and months, along with when he nominated Justice Sotomayor. I think that just like he had indicated, that he wanted someone that would be able to serve the needs of the middle class and look out for the middle class interest is something that was important to him, as long as well as someone that was very versed in the Constitution and would serve a seat on the Supreme Court in a very admirable fashion.
And, of course, age has a lot to do with this. You know, they were talking about the possibility of Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton actually being nominated. And Bill Clinton made the comment that while he would consider it a great honor, he would consider himself too old. Because when a president nominates a Supreme Court justice, longevity becomes a factor, because if you have someone there who is ideologically in an area that you like, the longer they serve, the longer your impact of that choice makes a difference on the court.
No question. And every president, you know, has that in mind to put his own seal, his own imprint on the court. Years to come, it will be that Justice Sotomayor was nominated and confirmed by President Obama. Whenever it is at the point that, you know, she'll retire, that point will be brought out. So there's no question that every president is going to look upon the nomination as something that is a legacy.
Let me ask you a question on a totally different topic. Did you have a chance to listen to the interview with Bill White?
Yes, I did. I'm listening to it online. And I was waiting for the call to go through. And by the way, I certainly am honored being your first calling guest.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you. Thank you.
Certainly, the people in Houston have looked over his resume, looked over his experience being mayor, and certainly the bringing his business acumen that he brought to the seat of mayor in Houston, was, you know, elected on three different occasions, said a great deal about his credentials, and I feel that one of the important things in his campaign will be education, along with other things that are going to be equally as important. But he feels very, very strongly with the fact that his mother and father were both teachers, schoolroom teachers. So it left an impact on his life that he wants to carry forward to expand and to improve the educational system in the state of Texas. And being from South Texas, you know, we have a very, very high dropout rate, and hopefully there'll be some program that will improve that situation throughout the state, not necessarily only here in South Texas.
Well, I really appreciate your calling, Manolo, and having this discussion with me and expressing your ideas. When we come back, we will talk to perhaps other callers, and we'll discuss some other issues of the time. The call-in number here is 713-9650-650. You're listening to CNN 650 and CNN650.com.